A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. All of us, in union with Christ, form one body, and as parts of it we belong to each other. Our gifts differ according to the grace given us. If your gift is prophecy, then use it as your faith suggests. If administration, then use it for administration. If teaching, then use it for teaching. Let the preachers deliver sermons, the almsgivers give freely, the officials be diligent, and those who do works of mercy, do them cheerfully. Do not let your love be a pretense, but sincerely prefer good to evil. Love each other as much as brothers should, and have a profound respect for each other. Work for the Lord with untiring effort and with great earnestness of spirit. If you have hope, this will make you cheerful. Do not give up if trials come, and keep on praying. If any of the saints are in need, you must share with them, and you should make hospitality your special care. Bless those who persecute you. Never curse them. Bless them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and be sad with those in sorrow. Treat everyone with equal kindness. Never be condescending, but make real friends with the poor. Do not allow yourself to become self-satisfied. The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those gathered round the table said to Jesus, "Happy the man who will be at the feast in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "There was a man who gave a great banquet, and he invited a large number of people. When the time for the banquet came, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come along, everything is ready now.' But all alike started to make excuses. The first said, 'I have bought a piece of land and must go and see it. Please accept my apologies.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to try them out. Please accept my apologies.' Yet another said, 'I have just got married and so am unable to come.' The servant returned and reported this to his master. Then the householder in a rage said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' said the servant, 'your orders have been carried out, and there is still room.' Then the master said to his servant, 'Go to the open roads and the hedgerows and force people to come in, to make sure my house is full. Because I tell you, not one of those who were invited shall have a taste of my banquet.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, it seemed, had a great gift for being a wet blanket at a civilized dinner party. Either women of dubious morals threw themselves at his feet, or he tells one or other parable to undermine the entire atmosphere of joy and fellowship, as he does in today's gospel. At the same time, of course, he is pointing to a greater fellowship, to a banquet beyond simply the eats and drinks shared by the high society and those who are important in the village. He speaks of the general invitation made to all of us to come to the banquet of the bridegroom, to the celebration of that unity where God joins himself to us within each other. The Eucharist. And our response to the invitation? Are we busy looking after our cattle or out in the fields or finding God in the nature and forgetting that the primary place where God reveals himself is in the human person and through the human person? Is it not because we turn aside the invitation to real communion with God and one another, and simply want our Jesus, my host, my sip of the precious blood, so that I can feel all right with God, feel blessed, feel special as God's child? Or am I really aware that I am being nourished to nurture, nourished to proclaim, nourished to take this invitation out into the highways and byways, into every corner, so that the kingdom of God is squeezed full of people circulating at a banquet, enjoying the presence of God and the presence of the blessed? Yes, we are invited to a banquet beyond our human comprehension. And isn't it then just simply human nature that we find every single excuse to avoid the responsibility of that banquet? As people move away from the church, as they find the Eucharist boring, we place a distance between ourselves and others, forgetting that we are in communion with God and one another equally through this banquet. And it is that which sometimes scares the living daylights out of us, which makes us want to avoid this encounter, which carries within it such a huge responsibility. A responsibility to reach out to those nobody wants to know and tell them God knows them and we love them. Let us embrace what is in our first reading, that call to love, that call to agape, which when we read the scriptures we find it is the first word used to describe the meals of Christians together, commemorating the death and resurrection of Christ, entering into true communion with him and with one another. It is called the agape. That agape, that loving kindness, that divine love calls us to one another as hosts and guests at the great banquet of the kingdom of God. So, what's our excuse this time?